How about somebody who falls from the sky once in a while?
Oh, that was smooth.
Smooth, smooth, smooth operator here.
I hope she appreciates how hard you worked on that.
She has three records for the University of Sioux Falls, two of them in the pole vault, and she is qualified for the NCAA Outdoor Championships. They're coming up beginning tomorrow. It is Bridget Gross from the University of Sioux Falls joining us on the Fan Line. Bridget, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Are you already in Michigan?
Yes, we've been here since yesterday.
You, by the way, twin sister, the Gross sisters, by the way. How many state championships, two state titles for Hanson when you guys were in high school?
Yep, two of them.
And I know your twin, Bethany, went to Air Force. How's she doing, by the way?
She's doing great. Right now she's serving already in North Carolina at a base there and in the aircraft maintenance area, so she gets to oversee a whole bunch of people.
Well, we appreciate her service to this country. You make sure you tell her that we support her and we wish her the best serving our country.
All right, I will.
You know, she got done a year before you did. You redshirted 1 year, so you as a senior, you got one more year in before your sister got done.
Yep, I did.
All right, well, let's talk about this year. You have qualified again for the Nationals. And right now, what, number three? Is that your seed right now when it comes to all of the other pole vaulters across the country?
Yep, I'm seeded third, and the person above me is only about half an inch above me. So it's going to be a nice competition here in Michigan.
So what's the toughest part about preparing for an event like this? Because I know you've done it at other levels, but is there a certain mindset that you have to have when you get to this point in the year?
Oh, yeah, there's a definite mindset. You can't freak yourself out too much. You have to stay focused on what you're doing and what you have been doing the rest in the past, because sometimes people forget or get nervous and they kind of forget what they've been doing. And instead of just relying on everything that has gotten them this far, they kind of sometimes get a little shaken. And so it's just a really big thing to focus on what you've done well already and focus on the few things that you need to get done so you can vault high, instead of maybe focusing on everything that you should be doing right or shouldn't be doing.
Now, you mentioned that the person seated above you only had about an inch difference. Is there a point where it becomes hard to not look at what some of these other competitors are doing so you know where you have to be?
Sometimes. For me, it's just fun to see who's all there and how far we are apart. I mean, it's going to be a tough race, I shouldn't say race, it's not a race, but it's going to be a tough competition, and it's going to be close, so that is something that I need to prepare for, because sometimes I can see that in competitions. Sometimes it's not as competitive, depending on the meet I'm at. So I just have to know in my own self that I need to come out having blazing speed and focusing on the right technique so that I can perform my best.
Bridget, you've gone 13.5 1/4 this year. You've gone as high as 13.7 in your career. But the number one seed, girl out of Grand Valley State, has gone 14.4. Have you guys jumped against each other before?
Yes, we jumped at both indoor and outdoor nationals last year and indoors this year. And so I know what she's capable of. We'll see how she competes tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I'm just focused on how I'm competing, not worrying about anyone else.
Sure. What's the weather forecast for tomorrow? Because we know the weather can always play a big part in the pole vault competition.
Yeah, tomorrow it's going to be, I think, mid-60s, a little cooler than it is today. Today it's kind of hot and muggy, but, you know, it's something that we expect in the Midwest, so nothing that a South Dakotans can't handle.
But you don't want a windy, windy day,
yeah,
do you?
Well, yeah, what are the best conditions to vault in?
It depends. Really, it depends on the vaulter. Me, personally, I like it a little on the cool side. I seem to get overheated real fast, and I like to know that when I'm warmed up, that I'm actually warmed up. And then I like the tailwind. Sometimes it gets into other competitors' minds that, oh, my gosh, there's a tailwind, and I'm not going to be able to control how I vault. But, you know, at Hardwood Relays, we had one of the strongest tailwinds I've had in college, and I just let loose and let it take me, and I got that 13.5 and competed really well there. So, you know what? A wind tailwind does not bother me.
She is Bridget Gross, University of Sioux Falls. She's qualified for the NCAA championships. They begin tomorrow in Michigan. In fact, Allendale, Michigan, Grand Valley State, one of the schools hosting the championships beginning tomorrow. USF, by the way, of the six who qualified for the Nationals, five are in the pole vault. Two on the men's side, three on the women's side. The pole vault program, why is it so strong right now over there at USF?
Something in the water?
Yeah, is it the water?
No, I think it's just our coaches. They recruit great people who stay, and they commit themselves and work hard for the pole vault, and we just get good results. We have great teammates that encourage one another to be the best that we can be, and, you know, I couldn't be more thankful for a great coach and great teammates that always strive to be the best. So,
whether in practice, have you ever gone 14? In practice, have you ever gone over 14?
I think my coaches claim it. I'm not sure. A lot of times in practice, we don't do full runways, which is brings the most amount of speed, but I've jumped on shorter runways at heights that my coaches are astounded at, and they're like, you know what, you should be going 14 feet or higher. So hopefully this weekend I'll open up and take off and just go really high.
So when you say your coaches claim it, is it better for them to claim something and not have any verifiable proof?
Hell no, why prove it?
To put the pressure on? Or is it better to lower the bar, literally, no pun intended, and then, you know, and then you vault past that?
Oh, no, no, no. I can tell if it's half that or not.
I assume that even when this weekend is done, I know you've talked about the Olympics, trying to train for the Olympics. Is that something still in the back of your mind?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on some job opportunities right now to see if I can stay in Sioux Falls and keep training and volunteer as a coach and keep training with my coaches here, because I believe that they can and have the ability to get me to that next level. And so that's what I'm working on right now.
Bridget, we really appreciate the time. I know you got your first jumps tomorrow. 2 o'clock tomorrow at Grand Valley State Track and Field Stadium there in Michigan. We wish you and all the athletes up there from the area all the best here this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks, Bridget.
Good luck. There she goes, Bridget Gross, USF pole vaulter.